Umi, shouldn't I still daven?
You still have a right to daven to Hashem, no matter how good it is.
So Amar Rav Chonin, from this, from Rav Chonin learned out from this halachy, from Chizkiyahu and said back, that afilu bala chalomis, oima le liyodem, lomachar humeis. Even a bala chalomis means a dreamer, says tomorrow he's going to be meis. Is al yim na'atzim and rachanin, don't stop from davening, shenema, ki b'rayv ha'chalomis v'avolim v'dvorim harbe, ki es alakim, yirei. Always be yirei Hashem, ha'bitochin Hashem. So the Gros says, Balachloim is here, when you dream, you can have two types of dream. It could be it's a ksas nevuah, it could be it's a shade. Now even the shadim, they're coming right down from Shemayim. So if a shade tells you, like tomorrow, then it means, how does he know tomorrow? It means he just came down from Shemayim. So it's a good chance you're telling the truth. As if a shade says it's going to happen a long time from now, he doesn't know about that. But tomorrow is a very good chance to say that he really heard from Shemayim, so you would think you should listen to him. Kamashman, even that you should listen to him. There's no such thing as not davening to Hashem. His miyad right away, Chizkiyo did was, Vayasif Chizkiyo Ponev Alakir, he turned his face to the wall, Vayispal Al Hashem. And he davened to Hashem, was brought down, Hashem gave him another 18 years of life. And he took ahead children. For the more my kir, what does it mean he changes first to the kir? So before we dashin from this postik that you should daven in front of a kir, which we said was the hezbir is having kavana. You shouldn't have things to look at in front of you when you're davening. You should have a wall in front of you. But we just spoke out though, but the chairs and tables, things that are normal to be in the shul, that's mutter, because that's not something absurd that you'll take away your kavana. Now we're dashing another drosha. My kir, what does the wall mean? I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Mi kiras libay. From inside his heart he davened to Hashem. Shinema meye maya yachila kiras libi. I'm inside my stomach, I'm davening to Hashem. And Hashem listened to him. Reb Levi Yomar al iske hakir. He davened with a schus of the kir, of a wall. The wat omul of fun rebunish lerlam. Vama shunamis. Shaloi osa so ele kirachas. She made one wall for the Novi. Kitana. Hechi says to know that you made chiesamesim. Elisha there made a chiesamesim. Is Avi Abba means Shloima HaMelech, my father, my grandfather. So Chizkiyo will say, my grandfather Shloima HaMelech. Shechifas Hechel, he built the whole base of Migdash. Kula, the castle of the Zov. Alachas Kama Vakama. Hamad, I should have this chus that you should save me. No, another thing in Davin was he said, Zuchorno es asher es alachti lefonecho b'yemes of Leib Sholem. Remember me, Hashem, that I myself did a lot of good mitzvahs. V'hatoy b'yanecho esisi. I did a lot of the good things. My the hatoy v'yanecho asisi. Once Chizkiyo said, I did the toy v'ne'in Hashem. Rav Yehuda Amarav she'som magulu l'tfila. He was zeichet to be some magulu l'tfila. So Chura Kashrus treat everybody some magulu l'tfila. So Terence is like Tzitzis before said. It means he did it kibbutzikin. He was zeichet used to daven. I don't know every day or one time kibbutzikin. Now Tzitzis brings down the Gemara's time was very very hard to make kibbutzikin. Kibbutzikin means you have to know exactly to finish Shmona. It's finish Shma. With Gaal Yisrael by sunrise, by Netzach Hamah, and right after that, the next second, to start davening Shemoneh Esrei. So Amal, they didn't have the time, they didn't have time shots. It was very hard to be mechaven that sure. And now they say it's much easier. Now you have time shots already, they tell you exactly what minute it is, you know what it is, it's much easier. But the Gemara's times is very hard to mechaven kibbutzikin. So if somebody was zoicha to do it, there's a very big chus. And that was the night before. The person davening kibbutzikin, he smiled the whole day. It didn't go away, his laugh the whole day. He felt so good. Zeichus, you said the schuf by daven kibbutzikin. I should have zeichet the chayim. Shrashi Av Abba shechop l'seichem in shloim hamelach. On Rav Yudah Amarav shesam agul tefila. Rav Levi Yomar. Another thing he did was shegona sefer refuas. Some old used to be you didn't have to go to the doctors. They had a special sefer refuah. You got sick. You look in the sefer refuah. Told you exactly what to do, and you got healed up. Chizkiyo Anovi was gone as hidden. So Shrashi washed no sefer refuas. Today she avak shurachnim. Yells, no, it's not so good anymore to have a refuah by looking in the book. It's better to know you have to come on to Hashem. So it's a good thing what he did. Tona Rabbonon, Shisha Devorim Osa Chizkiyo HaMelech. Six things he did. Al Gimel Hoideloi, three things the Chum were masking was a good thing. Hashem was masking was good. The Al Gimel Hoideloi, three things weren't good. Al Gimel Hoideloi, three things they're masking to. Gonaz Seif Refuas. For Hoideloi, Hashem was masking to that. It's a good thing to hide it, that you know you have to be mispallel to Hashem to get better. Kitas Nechash HaNechoshes, he chopped up the Nechash HaNechoshes by Aaron's time, for Hoideloi, they were masking to him. Why? Rush doesn't say why. I thought that was a good thing.
Girur at Somais Oviv al Mite Shochavolin, when it came to burying his father, he didn't give his father covet. He took him out on a Mite Shochavolin, a postured of strings, and no, not a covetic kvura. For Hoydanoi, they were asking, it was a good thing that he did. So Rashi, Girur at Somais Oviv, Lefi Shoye Rosha, Cheskiel's father was a Rosha. His Mela Bizehu, he made Bizoyim to him. Loinoye boy covet bukfurosai. And this is the shita of your father is a Rosh, you have no mitzvah kibbut avein. You're not mechuyev to mekabit him. And Rashi says, Yechidish kibbutim be mevazeh him. I think other places Rashi says the biza was that he should have yidid l'shem shemayim, he should have yisurim here on this world, so he should have a kapara for next world. He shouldn't have to go to Gehenim. That's why Badavki made this type of a bizayim to bury him, not so bekovedik. But the bizayim was done l'shem shemayim. A cold part of his father was a Rosh, he had no chiyuv kibbut avein. Now three things he did. Chum when I'm asking. Sosa Megichin. He closed up the water of Megichin. It wasn't a good thing. Rashi says Sosa Megichin Mei Shiluach. That was a spring that came out near the Beis Hamikdash. But Divrei Hayomim. For Loma, why'd he do it? Kadei Shlo Yevoyo Malchei Asher V'Yimso Mayim Lishtos. When Melech Asher comes, like to make the Korban Abayev, he shouldn't find to drink water. This Megichim was a small river near Yerushalayim. The first thing he did was, no, this. What?
What was wrong with him?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Kotzas Dalsos Hechel, he cut down the walls of the Hechel, the Shogrim the Melech Asher, and he sent it to Melech Asher. This also wasn't a good thing. For Lehoidelo, of our Nisan Benisan. Another thing was, the more you make it Ibriyor, so you made the extra month in Nisan. Lehoidelo, we always know what the extra month is, Adar, not Nisan. For the Gemara, when we left the Lechiske, after Lechiske makes such a mistake, is there nothing to post it? HaChodeshazel Lechem Reish Chadoshim. We dash in Zen Nisan V'yein Acha Nisan. HaChodeshazel means there's only one Chodesh of Nisan. That means you can never have 2 months of Nisan. So how can you make a mistake to make Ibu Yor, he made the extra month of Nisan? Elo, the pshat like this, Toi with the Shmuel, Avada, where Shchodesh Nisan he didn't make. Now he made a mistake in Shmuel's Alokha, Yom HaShmuel, Ein Mavrin Es HaShona V'Yom Shloshim Shladim. Let's say the whole month passed by, and you forgot to make Ibu Yor. So on the 30th day of Adar, you can't make it now, be Kaveya, to make another Adar. Why? Hoyu V'royu L'Kaveya Nisan. Since this day, Amol Adar is only Choftes, and the 30th is Roy to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so even though this year, the 30th day, is still another, it's not Roy, you're not supposed to make that an Ibu Yor. So Sova Chizkiyah himself, or not like Shmuel Yehud, Hoyo V'Roy Olay Amrinim. How we don't say? Mitzvah, this year, Adar has 30 days, it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, so on the 30th day, you're allowed to make an Ibu Yor, to make another, next month will still be Adar. So that was the Machlokes. If it comes out on the 30th day, could you make a Ibu Yor or not? Shashi Oga Nisim Benisim, Kesalka Daizach Mishin Eskadish HaChodesh L'Shem Nisim Nimlech La'ar Rosh Hashanah. After the Mekadish Nisim, he wanted to make a Ibu Yor. But Yosa Adar K'moish Nemo Divrei Yomim V'yoyetz HaMinach La'atas HaPesach HaShani. And that, for tomorrow, that he can't do. But V'yoyim Shloshim Shaladar V'yafal Pishloim Eskadish HaChodesh Shadayin Le'bo Edim. Still, Shmuel holds you're not allowed to do it. The Chizkiyah held you're allowed to, and he was wrong. Chizkiyah, loy haydelo, it was wrong. Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra, kol ha'toyle b'skus atzmoi, toylen loy b'skus acherim. As when you daven to Hashem for chesed, it's not nice, even if you're a tzaddik, to say Hashem, listen to me because of my own ma'asim. And if you say listen because of me, Hashem won't listen. Like a listener, be b'skus acherim. The kol ha'toyle, somebody daven to Hashem. His chus acherim he uses like the obvious chus, so Moshe v'yarin, then tell him leibus chus atzmai. What's the raya? Moshe told him leibus chus acherim. Moshe davened to Hashem, he used chus obvious. Shenemaz, chol avrom, yitzuk li yisrael avadecha. Melo told him leibus chus atzmai, when Hashem answered, he said, I'm answering because of you, Moshe. Shenemaz, v'yoyme l'ashmidam lulei Moshe v'chirai. If not for Moshe v'chirai, I would have wiped out Klal Yisrael. So Hashem answered, I'm listening because of Moshe. Omar Bateris, Yelefonov, Lohoshiv Chamosloi Mehashkis. As if not for Moshe Bechiroi, Hashem would have wiped out Klai Yisrael.
Vashenken Chizkiyo Tolo Bizchusay Atzmoy. Like we just had before the pasuk, it says Chonor Es Asher Esalasti Lefanecha. Remember the way me myself, the Tzadik Chizkiyo, went in front of Hashem. Is when Hashem answered him, Tolo Le Bizchus Acherim. Hashem answered him Bizchus Acherim. Shenemer Viganoisi Elir Hazois Leishia Lemani or Leman David Avdi. That's all. I'll answer you now. I'll protect you now. You know why? Bizchus me and Bizchus David. But not Bizchus you, Chizkiyo. So it's not a nice meeting to daven to Hashem in your own schusim. It's also daven Bizchus others. Mervahainu de Bishuv and Levi. Tell me Bishuv and Levi. My Gestiv, he named the Sholem Marli. That Chizkiyo said, it's Mar, even Hashem gave me Sholem. What does that mean? Mar.
Again, my descriptive was supposed to mean to say, he needed Lisholem Marli, means Mar, means Afilu Bishor Shashigaloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him peace, Mar Loi was bit of him. Since it wasn't from his own Chusim, it was bit of him. Then the Pesuk says, Nasano Aliyah Tir Katana. And let us make on top of some more room. So it's a Machlekes, Rav Shmuel, Chadam 1 says, Aliyah Peru Yehoisa. It was like an open upper chamber, the Kiru, and they put a roof on top of it. The Chadam 1 says, no, Achsadru Gaber Lehoisa. It was like a large porch. The Chokul Ishtayim was divided into two.
Porch into two rooms. But this name, Laman Diyom Achsadru, was an open porch. I know this, Stiv Kir, that's why it says, make me a wall. El Laman Diyom Ali was an addict on top. My Kir, what does it mean to make me a wall? It's not a wall. There is this, Shekiru. It means put a roof on top of it. That's what it says in Aliyah, means upstairs, an attic. What does it mean upstairs? It means Shunamis gave the Navi the best place in the house. Mu'ula Shibabatim, the best part of the house. So what did Shunamis put there for the Navi? She put there a mita, bed, the shulchan, the kisei menorah. Omer Abayi, the tamer of Yitzchak. As far as meters goes, when you go to somebody's house, you go to different towns, you have a hefty, you're allowed to eat by people. You're allowed to have a lot of people. Like you see Elisha. Elisha went to the town, he stopped over by Shunamis, and he went there, took a bed there, and ate there. It's mutter. There's another meter though if you want to be known. If you don't want to have a lot from anybody else, only take from yourself. You should know you're allowed to do this also. You're not called the Bagaivnik. It's also a meter. Kishmu Hiramasi, like Shmuel HaNavi. Shenamu Shvasai Hiramasa Kisham Beisai. Hey, Shmuel returned to Ramasa, that was his house. What does it mean there was his house? Ram Rab Yechlin Shekol Mokim Sheholach Sham Beisai Imoy. Wherever Shmuel went, he always took his house with him. That means Ramasa never took from any place else, from anybody else. He went to some place and always was self-sufficient. So Drashi, Haroit Salahenes Mishel Acherim Yehenna. Kishmur Ramosi, Kamashim Tinu Bishmur Ramosi, Shlewat Lehenis, Kisham Beisai, Liel Munek, Sevahoyim, Mide Shana Vishana, Visavev Bayez, El, Vihamitzvah, Vishavat, that's so. It's every year he used to take his journey around Klayasot to be Mishpah. Visamachlay, Shuvas Ramosi, Kisham Beisai, Vihien Yadesh, Sham Beisai, so what's the first thing? He came back to Ramosra, and that was his house. Peter, that was his house. It means to say wherever he went, all the places he stopped off, Shekol Mokim Shoyaholech, Sham Hoyanoise, Kol Klitash Mishoy, Vayis Imai, Vioyoch, and Yosai, Ramas took his tent with him, and all his kelim with him. So, Henes Menachem, he didn't want to have any law from anybody else. So, there's no such a meter like that. Vatomer El Ishi, Hinen No Yadati, Ishalakim Kodeshu. Hey, Shunamis, the lady said, go tell this person, tell my husband that the Navi is a Kodesh Elohim. Om Rav Yosef Urchanina, Mikan Sheisha Makeres Biorchim Yosef Manish. Lady, the wife, understands Orchim to see how Choshev the Orchim is more than the husband. That the Isha, she, Shunamis, she told the husband, he's Elisha, is a Navi, an Ish Kodesh. Minish Kodishu, with that he's a Kodish. But the more we know Yoda, how did Shinamis know that Elisha was a Kodish? Rav Shmuel Chadomish Lerosa Zvug Oyra Shechonai. He saw like Mamish Nifim. There were flies in the room and pumped around Elisha when he sat down to eat. No fly came. As when she was eating and her husband, there were flies bothering them. Pumped near Elisha, there was no fly. So she knew he's a special person. The Chadomar Sadin Shel Pishtin had Tziyah Mitosan. The sheet that is the bed that he slept on was made from pishtin, from flax. Lerosa Keri Olo. Semela Kodeshu. She was not that the sheet was clean. There was no, he wasn't no carry. No zera came out in the middle of the night. So that's called the kodesh. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who kodesh abo mishasa in the kodesh? Elisha was a kodesh. Abo gechazi his mishareth wasn't the kodesh. The father says vayigash gechazi lahotfo. He went near her the shenamis. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina sheochsa bohayd yofia means he grabbed on to Rashi bohayd yofia b'dadehel. As he grabbed on to her breast. That's what Gechazi did. So it was a Nazis, it wasn't nice, he wasn't a Kodesh. Oiver Aleinu Tomit. It says he went past us and Tomit Keseda. So Poshna means that every time Elisha came to the city, he came to sleep by this room of Shunamis. What does Tomit mean? Om Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Yishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Kol HaMa'arech Talmud Chochem Utech Beisei, whoever lets the Talmud Chochem come into his house, you make him an Orech by you, and the Talmud Chacham has a norm from you and the Chosim, Mavel of Akosta, Kilu Makrif Tamidim. It was as if you bought a carbon Tomid. So that's what Shunamis was saying. Whenever Elisha came and stayed over my house, it was as if I brought a carbon Tomid. Yom Rav Yisrael Bechnina, Mishum Avlaza Ben Yaakov, Al Yamid Odin B'mokim Gevoya V'Yispalo. When you daven, you can't stand on a high place. Now this Talmud is either on the ground. If the ground is 3 tefachim high, like a little hill or a mountain, you're not supposed to step on top of 3 tefachim of ground. Ela b'makim noma, on a low place. V'yispalel shenemar mimamakim kirasicha. Mimamakim means from a low place. So the diak is mimamakim, like a double lashon. So one thing would be don't fall on the high place, but it says mimamakim a double lashon, it also should be in a makim noma. His metchila not only in a high place, not, but the metchila should be in a low place. That's the mimamakim, like a double ocean. Kirasicha Hashem.
The Pharaoh would even think that mimamakim would mean from the depth, which would mean that from some sort of a bar or something.
Right, that's what we're saying, right.
You mean to say that you have to find a low place?
A low start, right.
Even if it's a
right,
bar?
Right. But there is a chshivas in davening in a low place, right. Hashem's in the shul, you don't have it, but so it'd be a place right in the room. The lowest place would be a better place to daven. Tanya Nami Hochi, Lo Yamed Adam Lo Yagabe Kisei. Don't stand on top of a chair. Lo Yagabe Shafruf. That's a stool, a footstool. Lo Yamokim Gavoya V'Yispalo. Ela B'Mokim Nomach. Pick the lowest place to daven. V'Yispalo. With the Shein Gavoya of Nei Amokim. But in front of Hashem, there's no Bagayva. Shenemim Mimamakim Krosich Hashem. Oksid, another person says, Filo Leoni Kieta. But when you daven to Hashem, it does look like an oni. Yom Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina, Mishum Avlaz Ben Yaakov, HaMispalo, when you daven in Shemon Esrei, Tzorech Shiechaven Es Raglev, means your 2 feet should be next to one another. Shenem of Raglehem Regu Yishora. Their feet look like one straight regal. Shash Raglehem Regu Yishora, Nirin to Regalecha. So some of Farshim say that they're supposed to look like Melochim, and Melochim only has 1 foot, and some say it's supposed to be going to a Kayin. The Kohen Bishasta Veda, he wasn't allowed to make a Psisas Raglayim. He's not allowed to separate his feet too much, because he says they didn't wear underpants, or they wear like a dress. So it says not nice for the rich spot to see his erva. So when the Kohen walked, he always walked the 2 feet right next to one another. That's why when we're davening, the Rebbein Yonah says, supposed to be like a Kohen, that 2 feet should be close to one another. The Yom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Mishuv Laza Ben Yaakov, Maid Yitziv, Leitoichlu al hadam, don't eat on blood, means leitoichlu koydim sheit tespalol al dimchem. That means don't daven, don't eat before you first daven for your own blood, daven for yourself. The eat the army of Rabbi Yitzchum, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Yosef, Bechaninam, Vishem Loza Ben Yaakov, Kolo Eichel, Vishoitze, Somer eats or drinks. The Yachakach Mespalol and then eats, the davens, all of Akos of Oymer, the Oisi, Hishlachto, Acharai, Gavecha. As you threw me away from Gavecha, like from your goof, from your body. Is Vidashin al Tikri Gavecha, Ela Goy Echo. As if you became a Bagaivinik. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liyachas Shenizgor Zeh, Kibbalol of Malchus Shemayim, as if this person went to first take care of himself, to feed himself, to eat and drink, then he goes to daven, that's not nice. So it's brought down, these are two tamim why you shouldn't eat before davening. Either the post le'toichlu al dimchem, le'toichlu al hadam, or else this person not to be a bagayveni. So it's brought down that if to take a drink, it's mutter. You're allowed to drink water, and even though Loch is brought down, if you want to take a tea or coffee, you're not supposed to put sugar into a coffee because it's a bagayveni. But it's brought down the mice you're allowed to. Because today it's no gaivah. That's the way you drink coffee today. You can't drink coffee without sugar. I once asked for a person in Bnei Brak. From Nevada Heinz, you can take a coffee with sugar also. It's not called you doing extra something special before davening. So it's a hefter to drink before davening. Because you need it, you can't daven. Who would then, if somebody's mamish wakes up, he's mamish hungry and he's faint, and he can't daven, if you can eat now, because you can't daven otherwise, it's also a hefter. But it means that the normal person that he could daven first, the time you want to hop a bite first, that's also to do. That's like about gaivening. First you take care of yourself, and then you go daven. But that is to take a drink, or take a coffee, that's pushing Sarah Twiller. You need it to be able to daven, no be
at it. Well, here
actually,
it's
marked
with
Ochel Dishos. Yeah, so Shaysa. Okay. So usually Shaysa a lot of times means like beer or wine, or Choshev drinks usually mean. That's not why you're not supposed to, because that's their gaiva to do. But the amount to do is take a portion of drink, like water, or a simple drink is mutter. Now here, Yoloshim, I think Aloch has brought down either one by itself is also. Because for that, the shtiya is also means a bagaiva to take a type of shtiya, a shot, a drink, a schnapps, or beer. But water.
They don't understand what you're doing in Shabbos and Kloil?
No. No.
Again, the part of Shabbos,
the davening
takes so much longer.
Yeah, so saying it depends what you are. I mean, there's a missionary example. If the person is cholish, is weak, and he sees he can't daven, then it has to take a little bit.
You can make Kiddush at the Shabbos, can't you? Right before Lane, you can eat.
Yeah, but usually you don't do that, though. The best thing is take a drink. Take a drink, take a coffee, no, you can manage with it. Put another sugar, another spoonful of sugar in there.
Even morning you can't hold out the whole davening.
Yes, I'm saying, right, then you have to have the right.
Oh, he's not hungry now, but later on
he'll
be hungry.
If he knows he won't be able to go through davening, right, he'll be very cold, very weak, then you're allowed to write. But that's not called gaiva then. That's a pshat is you can't daven otherwise. So that's called sarkachina. Right. That the Mishnah says of Yeshua in there ad Yimushois. If Yeshua says how long, when does Mount Kriyishma end? There are 3 hours of the day. Om Rav Yudah Mashmur, Halacha Krab Yeshua, that's how we passed him. That the first 3 hours is the Mount Kriyishma. Ha'akonu mikan v'enach lehivsi. If you say Kriyishma after the first 3 hours, lehivsi. And the Mishnah says it's like a person that's Kareya B'Torah. Om Rav Chizdo Amar Marukvel, Uvavach lo'yoma yoytzer or. No, you can't say the bracha yitzur anymore. If there's man krishma, you can't say the bracha krishma. But for the more meisvei, hakori mikan v'elech lehifsid kadim shukareya b'torah. That if you say krishma after the 3 hours, it's like you're learning Torah, and the brisa says avam avoruch u'shtayim lefunel v'yachas lechrel. You could make the bracha of krishma. The more tiyufta, the more chizut tiyufta. The steer the tiyufta to abchizdom, and that's where we passed him. That if you say daven at a morning Shabbos, if you daven in shul 9 o'clock minyan, the first of the month krishma, so what you're supposed to do is say krishma before you go to shul. But then later, when you daven in shul, you're allowed to say krishma with the brachas again, because we hold the brachas krishma totally in the same zman when zman tefillah is. At the 4th hour, you could also say brachas krishma. This is really a riot for Rashi's chat that he holds. Brachas Krishma is not called the bracha on the mitzvah Krishma. It's a tefillah de galocha. So the Rabbanu will mistake in this tefillah next to Krishma. The right from this halacha. It's even the 4th hour. When it's not a Zman Krishma, you can still say the brachas Krishma because it's still a Zman tefillah. Here's to the Rabbi Chizdi. Ika the Yama Yom Rabbi Chizdi Omer Marukva. Mai Lehivsid, why does it mean he doesn't lose out? Lehivsid brachas. That's the Shanal Mishnah even. You don't lose out, you're allowed to say Birchas Krishma. Because Birchas Krishma is not a Krishna Dik Alocha, it's a Tfilah Dik Alocha. And Zman Tfilah is the first 4 hours. Tanya Nami Hochi. Hakor Mikan Vienach Lehivsit. Kodim Shekareya Batero. Ava Mavorach Ushtar Lefnev Yachas Lecharel. Omer Rav Mani Godol Hakor Krishma B'yoy Nosa. somebody says Krishna in this man the first 3 hours, Yaiser is more kosher me Yaiser Patera than you are learning Torah. Miriktonia Kur Mikan Vienuk Mahipsit Kyotama Kurba Torah. Says if you say Krishna the 4th hour, it's not worse off than somebody saying Torah, Hakareva Torah. Mechlal is Taraya, the Kareya, be I no sadhim. Master, if you say Krishna, this manner is greater than saying Krishna, than just learning. Now Teretz is Pashit, because Krishna itself is Torah. And you also have the Mali doing a mitzvah Krishna. So you have 2 in 1. So when you say Krishna, this manner is other than some learning Torah. It's 2 in 1. Trashi Akara Mikan Venable Hifsid, Shrehu Kodem Shakareya Achas Mikola Pashit Shabatayu. It's like you're learning Torah right now. We have to fish the yotze de Krishna, or be yesh the chiv with schach, yesh the Torah. You have schach like you're learning Torah, Krishna is also Torah. But if you say, if it's manna, you have two and one. You have the Mrs. Krishna also. So the Mishnah. Be shamay oimrim, ve erev kolodem yita ve yikra. Be shamay holds, and the Pesach says, be shoch v'chod means mamash. When you lay, you say Krishna is lying down. You have to be yata, turned down. Ve yikra. Ubabaker in the morning it says Ubukumecha means Yama, you have to stand up when you say Krishna. Shinema Ubashok Bakho Bukumecha. Ubaitilwainam, it still holds that we hold Alocha, Kolodam Kure Kadarka. No, you're allowed to say Krishna standing, sitting, any way you want. Shinema the prophet says Ubulektuchabaderach. Even going in the derech you're allowed to say Krishna. Mash any way you want. There's no akkord of Bashok Bukumecha. In Kings of Baitilo, Loma Nemu Bashok Bukumecha, why does the Torah say we dash like this. Bishosher b'nei yodim sheichvim. That's when it is man Krishna. And machmas this halacha we bade us before that even after onas hashachar until it's before neitachamer you still have to be ever allowed to say Krishna shalaylo because it still is manashtiva. People are still sleeping then. And what does the kumecha mean? Bishosher b'nei yodim oidim at a time when people get up. That's what the Torah says, V'shachem Chol B'Kamecha. It means there's manim of Krishma, but not the derech. What matzav do you have to be when you're saying, Afilu B'lechtuchol B'derech. Omer Rav Tarfin, Anihi Yisi Bo B'derech, as one's going on the derech. The Hatisi Likreis Kedivu V'Shamay. Got into his head. He wants to be matzav now to say Krishma like V'Shamay. And he wanted to lie down B'davka. So it was Krishma Shalayla. So he got off his horse, he got off his chamor to lie down. The Sakanta Biyatsmith now listen. And he put himself into Mokum Sakona, listen with him. So Rambam learned the Sakona was not because he didn't listen, he did not like Beitilum. But Pasha getting off your horse and the Mokum listen, you put yourself into Mokum Sakona there. And Omrullah, they told him, you should know, if you would have got killed, something would have happened to you, you would have been a chayim for yourself. Like you caused it upon yourself. Shavata, did a Beitilum. Who asked you to do like Beis Shammai? You're supposed to listen to Beis Hillel. So since you were over the Divrei Beis Hillel, for going off your horse and putting yourself into Makom Sakona, there's no hetter for that. That's the way the Rambam learns. But Ben Yehuda learned the Sakona was the Averi you did, that you did not like Beis Hillel. Together now you are doing like you're being Mera, you want to do a lot of the Farish like Beis Shammai. So you're saying you're going exactly to Negev Beis Hillel. So that alone, Yechayiv Misa. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. We'll see this in the Gemara soon. The Drasha Yita Al Tidoi. So Beis Shammai says, at night you have to say Krishna leaning down. Uveshoch Bechor, Derech Shiva, that's why you have to say Krishna. Yamad in the morning, Dechtivu Bechamecha.